Hey, I'm Nadia Davis.
I'm Katie Bird.
And I'm Taylor Williams. We're all seniors at Belleville High School, and we're the three co-founders of the Gender Consciousness Project.
The Gender Consciousness Project is a group of women's empowerment groups in the Wayne County area. Belleville has started the first one, which is called Women Up, and we basically get together once every week, and within these conversations, we talk about injustices that we all face as women of color, first-generation college students, daughters of single mothers. We create a safe space for us to talk about these struggles and not only talk about them, but to figure out how we're going to get past them.
Yeah, we talk about a lot of different topics. One of the big ones is being colored women in America. We're expected to be uneducated, loud, ignorant, mean, or angry.
Very angry.
Yeah. But we're not all like that.
Social media kind of presents us that way. They profit off of us. When you look at the reality TV shows that everybody's watching, Real Housewives of Atlanta, Love and Hip Hop, the system is projecting us onto our television screens, onto social media, in music, as inferior.
Because the crazy thing is there's actually a lot of minority women who are doing amazing things,
yes.
Like in STEM, in theater, in everything. They have social media, they promote, they put themselves out there, but for some reason it's not as approachable for the masses. They don't want to see a bunch of black female doctors, you know, saving lives every day. Unfortunately, that isn't as impressive as, you know, marrying a millionaire basketball player and, you know, going shopping. But that's just the way it is. And that's also one of the things that we talk about in our group, which is systematic oppression. That theme is based on the idea that it doesn't matter how smart I am, it doesn't matter if I ask questions in school or if I do well. If I am female and I aspire to be great, there are incredibly large roadblocks.
It all kind of boils down to the power of the male over you.
Yeah.
We've been conditioned by society that the male is the superior, that someone that's white is the superior.
It makes me so angry because I consider myself an intelligent person. I'm not stupid. I'm not crazy.
Preach.
Boisterous. Yes, I am. But that's my personality. But systematic oppression develops doubts. Like, it makes you seriously think that you are lacking when you're obviously overqualified for whatever position that you're trying to get. For instance, other people have told me, oh, well, you shouldn't feel bad that you're failing that class because there's tons of people that don't even take that class. Don't worry about it, you know? It'll be fine. You don't have to be a doctor. You can be a nurse. Why do you want to be a principal? You can just be a regular teacher. Like, that coddling, that makes me extremely angry. Like, how dare you put me at a lower level than what I deserve simply because I am struggling? Everybody struggles. But the fact that you lower the bar because you feel like I'm inferior or I can't handle, like, a challenge, like, that's like stepping on my new Jordans, bro. Like, how dare you? I'm trying to mind my own business and look fly, and then here you come dropping little pellets of disappointment all over the place, like, that's not for you.
Yeah, people's bar for us is set really low. One statement I know I hate that I've heard my entire life is, wow, you're really smart for
you're
a black
really
girl.
Really smart. Mm. Really smart.
I think we all can agree to that. You've heard
yes.
it before. Yeah. I can't stand that because I work just as hard as you, if not twice as hard as you, to make it to the same level that you do. And I can't stand that we're expected to not be at the same level as everybody else, because we work just as hard, we can achieve just as great things as them.
I feel like part of that is also due to not having role models in place,
yeah,
like already. I would like to go into science, okay? How many black scientists do you see in a chemistry or biology textbook? Maybe like two? And they've like won several Nobel Peace Prizes and cured a disease, you know? I feel like if more people had the opportunity to see people of color in those elite professional environments, see a black neuroscientist, see a black brain surgeon, to me, that would pump me up so much. No one could tell me anything after that. Because if they can do it, I can most definitely do it.
But a part of systematic oppression is that, you know, we're not getting put in the history books.
Yeah.
They don't want to see us in the history books.
Unless you're slaves.
For real.
Unless we're talking about slavery. Unless we're talking about Black History Month or Martin Luther King. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the only time they want to see us in the history books. And mm-hmm. it's so many Black role models and historic figures that I never knew about from school. I had to learn from my parents yeah. or researching myself.
Yeah.
I feel like that part has to be written in by the newer generations. Because wokeness is an idea that is just awakened.
The first step is the conversation.
First step.
But the first step should not be the last step.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
I think that's where our generation is going wrong, is we have the conversation and then 6 months later we forget about it.
Yeah.
Until something else happens.
There's no movement. In the words of the professor that got us started, Dr. Nisha Hanif, we need to stop participating in our own oppression.
Hip-hop, R&B, I grew up on all of that stuff. I've always just kind of sang along with the lyrics and not realized what I was actually saying. And I would leave our sessions and I would listen to these songs that I loved. And what? Did he just say that? Like, did he really just say that? Or did she really just say that about herself? I've grown past that to not support people who don't support me.
And I don't know about y'all, but I'm an action girl. So,
yeah.
I mean, if we're going to say sexual harassment is not the thing to do, it's not up to just saying, oh, he got me too. He got me too. Well, if he got you too, do something about it. Make him go to jail. Make him lose his job. Cause little ripples of change that can slowly spread and then give an impact that no one wants to go against. Strength doesn't come necessarily from other people. While it is supportive, it mostly has to come from yourself. And I struggled with that so much. Because I told myself, okay, I'm going to participate in this. And Nadia and Taylor are going to be like, woo, girl power. And I'm going to march on right behind them and say, yeah. And then when stuff gets hard, I can dip. But I realized that you have to concern yourself with what's going on in the world, because the world does affect you. And you have to decide whether you want to let the world change you or if you want to change the world.
That was Katie Bird, Taylor Williams, and Nadia Davis. They're seniors at Belleville High School, and they're co-founders of the Gender Consciousness Project, a women's empowerment group in Southeast Michigan. Dr. Nisha Hanif began that project in 2016 and has since brought it to 4 high schools in the greater Detroit area. Dr. Hanif is with the Department of Afro-American and African Studies and Women's Studies at the University of Michigan.